Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak. All praises due to Allah. Welcome to this edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. We are just today, it's the 30th day of Ramadan, and we have broken our fast. All praises due to Allah. I want to give the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum to all the fasters out there, and praise Allah that we have gone through Ramadan 2019. And I see Dr. Rijli is here. I'm going to go ahead and open his line. Assalamu Alaikum, Dr. Rijli.
Oh, wa alaikum salam, my brother. I will keep, continue. I just wanted to make sure you know that you got backup.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Well, basically, it's not a whole lot to continue. Just doing my little introduction. And so, praise be to Allah. But I was saying that I want to congratulate all the brothers and sisters who have fasted. If you all don't know it, the most, the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is in Saudi Arabia at this time. He was in, I believe, the last 10 days of Ramadan. He was in Saudi Arabia. He was in Medina for a while, and then he's at the Eid as the special guest of the royal family, the president or premier, Mohammed bin Salman. He's the special guest at the Kaaba at Mecca. So praise be to Allah. Allah willing, we hear more about that upon their return, and we just have to keep prayers. We must pray that the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and his delegation come back safely, because it's a long way, it's a long trip, and we just pray Allah that he keeps him in his divine protection. But yes, sir. So today, we are celebrating our Eid celebration. We as a community, we're looking forward to be able to have our own holidays and control environments around our holidays, to be able to build a culture. And when we have people come to our community, they can, just like the minister when he goes to Mecca, and he's engulfed in the culture of Islam and the seat of Islam. In our communities, we can have character and distinction in our communities that we build. And our communities, it can be limitless in terms of the warmth, the welcomeness, the level of civilization that they can have. We owe that to ourselves, as not just as Muslims, but as recipients of the legacy of our suffering in slavery, having been suffered in such living in a savage, wickedly evil environment, to where we were subject to the whims of another people. You know, we have the opportunity now. We just have to claim it, to build our own societies, build our own communities, and work toward the culture and building a character of not just civilization, but righteousness and honesty. I mean, we've heard people talk in the past about how when they were growing up, they didn't have to lock their doors. You know, they weren't afraid of their neighbors. We've had guests on our show that grew up in neighborhoods in some of the cities where they live like that. And so nowadays, people in this generation don't know anything about that. We lock our doors. We buy locks. You know, we look over our shoulders. We got security systems and cameras because we don't trust one another. If we can control our own societies, our own communities, that doesn't have to happen. If the person across the street, you should look forward to seeing them and seeing their children play and watching over them, and they as well with you.
Well,
and that's a heaven. That's a heaven. Yes,
well,
sir.
Well, you know, number one, when you understand that our condition is something that was put upon us, you know, we had different problems in America. We were brought from our own country and brought into slavery in this, you know, sure enough hell. And then we were emancipated, and we were promised 40 acres and a mule. We never got that. Instead, we worked hard, put our nickels and dimes together, and bought 16 million acres of land in a 45-year period. And since that time, the white people of this country have been taking that land back from us.
Yes,
and at the same time that they've taken that land back from us, the Jewish people have taken the country from them. They've taken over the supply. The Federal Reserve is not owned by the United States government. That's
we're losing you, Dr. Richard. We're losing
banks.
You.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, you're better now.
Can you hear me now? Okay. Yeah.
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
I'm trying to get back to the farm. Okay. I'm trying to get back to the farm. But, you know, we're in a dead spot. But anyway.
Yes, sir.
So, but the minister has exposed these people who call themselves Jews, the bloodsuckers of the poor, the
Nope, we totally lost you, Dr. Vizzy. You got to hold that thought because we can't hear you at all now. So, brother and sister,
yeah,
Dr. Vizzy is in transportation on his way to the farm.
Okay.
And inshallah, we'll get him back. Dr. Vizzy?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Can you hear me
yes,
now?
Sir. Yeah, totally dropped out. Yes,
okay.
We hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, y'all just go ahead. And when I'm at the farm, then I'll start again, okay? So I'll just
yes,
go in on to somebody else, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. So, brothers and sisters, as Dr. Virgil was saying, is that our situation is unique. You know, our situation is unique. If you look at other people's, their quote-unquote American experience, you know, it doesn't take a genius to know that our situation is profoundly unique. But it does take some understanding to know that how it has affected us to this day. You know, that we're the only people that, number one, we aren't allowed or haven't been allowed to accumulate wealth. as soon as we start to accumulate wealth, there's always either a violence that we have to face if someone wants to take the wealth by force, or there's a scheme or schemes. You know, the 2008 housing crisis was a scheme, whereas that black people, we have accumulated wealth, and most of our wealth was accumulated in our real estate, and that was tricked out of us. And so every time we're making advances, our enemy does not want us to advance, and it definitely does not want us to organize. So that's kind of what, that's partly what Dr. Rizzi was saying. However, it is, we're incumbent to do just that. We're incumbent to organize. We're incumbent to, you know, pool our resources and our energy and our strength to face our enemy. And the first enemy we got to face is the enemy within ourselves. We got to face the cowardice, the lack of confidence. We got to face all that so that...
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
Okay, good. Well, you know, we have an enemy in self, but that enemy was made by the enemy on the outside. And you know, the reason that we don't prosper like other people prosper is because our enemy is the enemy of God. And that enemy knows that we are the true children of God. They know that the promise but we don't believe that, but they know that. Therefore, they have to keep us completely under their foot and us not to reach out to our God. They would not even let us say the name Allah. Okay? They would not even allow us to read the Quran. They wouldn't even allow us to read the Bible.
Yes, sir.
They wouldn't allow us to read nothing because they have to keep us completely in the dark to keep us.
Dr. Rich, we lost you again. Okay, you're back on again. The last thing you said was keep us completely in the dark.
Kind of frustrating. Yeah. Well,
you're clear now. Just stay in that spot where you are right now.
They'd like to also control all means of communication because they can't control all light that goes to our minds because the war is in the mind. Okay? The behind will move in alignment with the mind. So they have to control our mind. That's why they teach us, and if you go into college, you know, they teach you about Western civilization. The history of the world is their history, their version of it, which they want to make you believe that they are the ones who are civilized first and that they want to build a civilization. And then we were in Africa swinging from trees with bones in our nose.
Yes, sir.
That's all we had no contribution to the world. So that we would never rise up to want to separate because we will not believe that we can separate. And then Minister Farrakhan calling for us to separate, he's calling hate. For the enemy, is a hate crime to talk about separating from them, because if we separate from them, then they're completely exposed to God, who came here to take them out because of what they did to us and are doing to us. So they act like they want us near them at one level, but they just want us around them to protect them from the God that came to take us from them so that he could kill them if they tried to kill us once we left them. He didn't come just to kill white people. He didn't come, no. He came to push the DuPonts, the Rothschilds, and the Rockefellers into a lake of fire. Why? These are the people who financially benefited from slavery and post-slavery. Okay? These are the people, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said on the back of our paper, what the Muslims want, number four, that our former slave masters are obligated to give us territory. They are obligated to give us 25 years of restitution or help. Why? Because for 400 years they have used us to get rich. We just asking for a portion of that money back that they stole off of our backs so that we can go for ourselves. Now, think about this. Minister Farrakhan is so hated by the powers of this world, but yet he moves around with a E-team who has no weapons only a few brothers.
Yes, sir.
And he flies all over the place. We know that these people who hate him assassinate people. They assassinated the president of the United States. They assassinated his brother.
That's right.
They assassinated Martin Luther King. They assassinated Malcolm X. But yet Mr. Farrakhan travels the world boldly, travels America boldly. And he would have a bunch of people with machine guns up on the and helicopters and on the floorboard standing with machine guns to protect him. He says that there are some planes that protect him. Now we're seeing the pilots, the American pilots, are demanding that their superiors accept their testimony as real of what they have seen. They have seen these things, but they have not been officially reported as such. They tell them, no, we're not going to report that. And so the pilots now are saying, wait a minute, you paying us to do this. This is our job in surveillance to protect America, and we see these things, man, and you ain't allow us to report it as though we crazy or something? No. And we want to know where they come from and what's their intent. Now, I made a little funny thing on my Facebook page. They said, Dr. Richard, what does this all got to do with separation? It has a lot to do with separation because we are afraid of these people. And if you don't have a God that has a weapon to protect you against these people, I see why you are afraid of these people. But those of us in the nation, we believe that we got a God with a real weapon. We got a human
That's
being
right.
who's got real military, beyond military, beyond anything that the white man got. And now his own, the American pilots, are saying, what is this stuff? This stuff is way beyond our technology. We can't handle this stuff. Everybody know who to go to. I made a post on my Facebook page, but then I'm going to shut up, that here's a man who went to set a press conference up in Washington, D.C., told you that you're going to see these planes, told you what they look like, told you their capabilities, told you who built them, where it was built, and when, and why he built them. Then when these pilots go up and other people go out and they see these things, all of a sudden they say they're unidentified. How the hell are they unidentified flying objects? When a man told you in advance, before you saw them, what they would look like, told you the capabilities of what they could do, way beyond your capabilities, told you who made it, when he made it, where he made it, and why he made it, and when you see it, you say it's unidentified. You are a damn liar. And for anybody who believes you is a fool, when you've been told what it's going to be, what it's going to look like, you see it, and then you act like you don't know what you're seeing, you think I'm a damn fool? And many of us go for that okey-doke. No.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they're coming forward. It's on the History Channel. They're having these exposés about unidentified. They're still acting all stupid, though, trying to say, well, we don't really know, but this show do some strange thing. Come on now. You know,
yeah,
we don't
know
where they come from. They know where they come from, and they don't come from outer space. Read your Bible, you Christians. Read it. Ezekiel's wheel did not come down from the sky downward. It first rose up from the earth. The wheels rose up from the earth. They didn't come from outer space. They rose up from the earth to go into space. So Ezekiel's wheels came up from the earth. Master Farad Muhammad's wheels came up from the earth. He built them on the island of Nippon. And it was ready in 1929. It was built by humans under his direction. Then it rose up from the earth and has 1,500 baby planes. This was in 1929. Now, the things that they're seeing now, they don't know these things. They don't know what these things are. One man said it was like a globe with a cube inside of it. And it shot between two pilots were flying fast at 100 feet from each other. The wing, the tips of the wings were 100 feet, which is close when you fly fast. And so this
right.
thing shot right between them. Shot right between them. It scared the hell out of him. Now, what type
you
of technology is that can do that type of thing? So here we talking, we say, stop being afraid. The enemy wants you with him to protect him from who came to protect you. Let him go. All we saying is separate. But, you know, that's
right.
hate. the teeth separate. Because it's just like this. If a tick is on me, okay, and to get the tick head out of my skin, I light a match to his behind. He, of course, would call that hate. But, hell, he'd get his head out of my damn skin, and then I can take him off.
Yep.
Okay? So the leadership calls separation hate because they know that that we are being used for hostages, and they're slowly poisoning us. But they get away with it because they tell us they're poisoning us. They tell you these drugs they sell you, advertised on TV. They tell you that you might have a fatal incident. What is a fatal incident? That's death. That's death. So they're telling you if you buy this and take this, it might kill you. And then it kill you, you can't say nothing. They're telling you that the food has been tampered with. They tell you that it's been genetically modified. You shouldn't want nothing that is genetically modified. That's something that is going against the nature that God made it. God made the things for you to eat. Now you're going to go and change the nature of the thing and still eat it? Well, then, you deserve to die. So the white man said, I told you that I modified it. I told you that I modified it. He said,
he's
telling God, well, look, I told him that I modified it. But they went on and ate it anyway. They didn't know not to eat anything that's been modified from you. If they following you, if they don't follow you, they follow me. I'm the God now. So they belong to me. So we need to pull out from her, build our own Wakanda. And we're trying to do this down here in Southwest Georgia. We want you to come and help us to build Wakanda. What do we mean by that?
Come help.
What do we mean by that? We need to start building our own economy. We need to start industry. We need to come up with inventions. We need to start building manufacturing plants. I believe Master Farah Muhammad has a lot of technology that he would love to share for us to build, to sell, to make a lot of money so we can get rich. But he can't give it to us in our current condition. We all spread out all over the country. We're crazy as hell. We're not organized. We don't have no manufacturing plants. So if he gave us technology right now, all we can do is talk about it. And when we talk about it, they say, they come up with an invention. I give you an example. I put up on my Facebook page, us digging the ditch with a backhoe. The road is messed up. And they came coming back with a scraper blade to scrape it and to smooth it out. Yesterday, Lee County, our road, W.B. Johnson Road, runs into Eastern Trail when it hits the Lee County line. Okay? Lee County got a brand new piece of equipment attached to one of their scraping tractors that sticks out and does exactly what we designed. We designed it from a bottom plow, a plow that digs the dirt out of the ditch for the road, and then you smooth it out. The way they've been scraping the road with a regular scraper blade is that they scrape it, but it pushes the dirt to the outside instead of the inside, and actually produces like a lake because it builds the dirt up on the side. Well, this new machine cuts that down and throws it over the middle. Exactly the way we was doing with our backhoe, but now they're doing it with a scoop thing. They can do it much faster and smoother. And we're building one with a backhoe that does a good job. We're going to show it on a video in a couple of days, but it doesn't do as good as that job. But until Tarrant County get it. Now, I was to Tarrant County tonight before I got on here, and I told them about this machine, and somebody said, that's a so-and-so-and-so, one of the county commissioners. So they know about the damn machine.
They know about the machine.
But they won't get it. They know about the machine, but they won't get it. Because they don't want to increase taxes to themselves to help the people who live here. This is their little fiefdom, their little plantation. Okay?
Yep.
They want the people to suffer so they can take their land who live on these dirt roads. So they know about the equipment. But they won't get the equipment. So I'm going to use the one that we made and put it on Facebook to embarrass them. you know, this is how to do it. You can go in and get equipment to do it right if you wanted to, but you don't want to. But this is how to do it. Got people out here suffering for no reason when you know there's a way to do it. So this is why I'm saying the hell with America. We need to pull out because you're suffering unnecessarily. There's so many inventions that they have kept off the market. Did you know? I know you didn't. I'm going to let y'all know. That the diesel engine was produced by the name of Otto Diesel, okay, back in the late 1800s. Otto Diesel built the diesel engine to run off of George Washington Carver's peanut oil.
Peanut oil, yes, sir.
But they killed Otto Diesel, and now you run it off of the byproduct of oil. Henry Ford. Henry Ford designed the first engine for the Model T to run on alcohol and the corn alcohol. And he was going to make every farm a gas station where the farmer would grow the corn, turn it into alcohol, and then sell it to the people for their cars. Oh, hell no. The Jews wouldn't have that. So they set up prohibition to make it illegal for you to make alcohol. It wasn't about sobriety. It was about the destroying the alcohol steals.
Wow.
Because the farmers were producing alcohol for the Model T car. Now, what if, and y'all talking about alcohol fumes, it ain't new. The engine was built to use it from the first place. What would America look like? What would the black farmers look like with 16 million acres of land in 1910 if they were able to make alcohol fuel? You know how many cars on the road today? You imagine if each farm was selling fuel to these cars? The farmers would be rich.
Mm.
But no, the Jews knew that. Therefore, they forced Henry Ford to give up on alcohol, to give up on diesel fuel. I mean, not the diesel fuel from the peanut oil, and go with the oil, which they can control through Standard Oil. They can control the oil on the underground, refine it, and then sell it to you. But they control it because they can control the land that it sits on. People don't have the equipment to get oil unless you go through them, the drilling equipment. But you can grow corn. You can set up a still right there on your farm.
That's right.
So they forced him to give up on that idea. Again, you're suffering. Now we over fighting wars in the Middle East for no reason. For oil, you didn't even need oil. You could have done it with alcohol fuels all along. And there's many other internal combustion engines that don't use that use the gasoline. This using water, not using electricity produced by solar panels from the sun. These things have been here for a long time, but they've been held off the market because they want to control you. They don't want you to be free. They want to control the things that you need and make you a slave to the things that you need because they control it.
That's right.
This is the way they play. We want freedom, justice, and equality. We want people to live an abundant life. We don't want to make people slaves. We want people to be free. We're going to have to do that. The enemy is not going to do that. White people are too punctified to stand up for their own rights. We're going to have to stand up for our rights. The hell with these punctified white people who are allowing these so-called Jews to manipulate them, to manipulate their economy, manipulate their politicians.
Right.
They're afraid to go up against them, and these people use them to go and fight wars for them. And right now in Israel, the ultra Orthodox Jews will not fight for themselves. They're not in the draft. They got a special exemption, so they don't have to be in the draft. So they bring over black folks from Africa, black Jews from Africa, put them in the army to go fight for Israel. But the white ultra-Orthodox Jews in Israel don't fight for themselves.
Hmm.
That's why Netanyahu lost the government because of some of it's deep. There's war going on amongst them over in Israel right now. Okay? But it's all based upon the fact that there's a set of them that's exempt from military. And other people's upset about that. How come they're exempt? But then now they turn against Netanyahu because he couldn't defend them. And so they turned against him, and now he can't even establish a government. They got to have another election. So I'm saying on this diatribe, I'm going, you know, just to say this. Minister Farrakhan has given us a way out of this hell. Take the way out. Separate. You can have a much better life away from him.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, we're working for him in these corporations. We're inventing stuff for him. My brother has made a patent on 3 different items when he was working in the system, but it's owned by the company he was working for.
Man.
So many black people are working for these white corporations and giving them our brain power and getting nothing for it but a pat on the butt, on the back, sometimes on the butt. For
nope, no, no. Sometimes we get nice to get a Rolex every now and then.
Yeah, Rolex, right. And my brother had to wind up selling insurance because the Tennessee Valley Authority fired him because he was trying to unite the black engineers to demand more money and a piece of the action. So they fired him.
Wow.
He wound up, couldn't get a job nowhere in the electrical engineering. He had a master's in electrical engineering, and he had to wind up selling insurance. See, this
Man.
Is how they play. And we still want to believe in this? No, I don't. And we're trying to find a few people who don't. We understand.
Right.
The people's tied, the hands are tied. We're just looking for a few good people. Is anybody on the line who want to talk? Is anybody on the line
yes,
who want
to
talk? Hit that
yes,
one.
Sir. It looks like we got one person. We make the announcement, brothers and sisters. If you want to comment, ask a question, please push the 1 under dial. I see some of our Time to Leave panel members on the line. If you can go ahead and press the 1 and join the conversation. Meanwhile, I see Sister, I look like Sister Dolores. I'm going to open Sister Dolores' mic.
Okay,
assalamu alaikum.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
You speak the truth. You made me laugh. That is the truth. And that's what I learned when I was coming. I watched TV. Every time you look around, they advertise on the television, tell the black people, you don't have to watch no diet. You can buy a pamper. That's how they make money. They make people lazy. They don't even want to watch no diaper. That's why they keep a lot of black people buying all them pampers. And then also in appetite food, relatives, McDonald's and all that. I had one lady call me on my phone. She said, ooh, that food looking good. I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, we want to come on my house and go out and eat. I said, yeah, I'll go with you. And I went to the restaurant with them. And then I went there, sit down, and she paid for it. I didn't pay for it. She paid for my plate. I had a fish. So I did that thing. I said, something ain't right. I can't eat it.
Mm.
And she got mad at me. She don't understand. That's why a lot of people not paying no attention. And then they have guys on the television. That's why television tell you everything. God, you call the kids. Why y'all keep calling the kids? They not no goat. That's why that's where all that stuff coming from. That's where all that coming from. That's where they pick up the word, you know, off the TV. That's where they got it from. Everything.
Everything.
You're right. You tell the truth, brother. That's right. That's where they got it from. And that's why people knock on my door asking for family. I said, girl, you need to buy you some diapers and wash some diapers. You save money. That's why people make a lot of money. Everything. Because they tricked us. That's why. They tricked knowledge. And that's why Mr. Farrakhan told us they want to hear about stuff. Well, you don't have to live like that. You don't.
Right.
And you can live better. And you can live good. You sleep good. And have clean neighborhood. Everything. That's what Allah want us to do. Well, if they don't want to do it, then let them go ahead on. They find out. They keep on talking. And they're going to come back to you. They're going to come. That's why Earthquake, Condor 1, oh, yeah, they're going to get them. That's why they put 1 out there. He put one on earth too,
right.
You know. That's right. They're not paying
attention.
Right. They don't care. That's right. That's why the book said they don't care about no poor. The pre-read the book. And that's why I've been studying pre-read the book. I love them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Why they, right. Well, if they don't want to look at the earth, well, that's on them. That's all
mm-hmm.
I can say. Eli Muhammad said, okay, I want to tell you about the alcohol. I never seen my life a lot of black people get up every morning, drink gin, about play card every morning. My parents do that too. And they don't
eat
no breakfast, they get up every morning, drink alcohol. I try to do that too. One day I put me a glass of old granddad. All I cut my all way for a mile like a fuck. I said, Lord have mercy. I don't know where you drink that stuff. And then they smoke cigarettes too. I asked my great uncle, he born 1897. And same year that Eli Mom year. Both of them working the railroad. I asked him a question. I said, what it made you smoke cigarettes? Doc can put them on. See, they work in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Back in slave. They don't know how to read and write either.
Wow.
Right. That's right. They don't. And then a lot of people come over here. I want to ask you a question. Why people keep calling Africa? They supposed to be called Asian because you're an Asian black man.
Right, right. For the devil named
it's the name
part
of the
land.
Yeah, devil
after
called
himself.
Africa. Right.
Yeah,
that's why they
goes,
changed everything. Right.
That's
why
that's
they changed
they
everything. Right. They changed everything. And that's why they changed our name. Everything. You know what I'm saying? And that's why so many people call Africa. Yeah, well, that's what the book said. People call the name of the country Asia. That's where we came from.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
the original name.
We're original man. That's why I graduated from Lake Islam. That's what I got it from. I never been to high school or none of that. All I need is education from Allah. That's all I need.
Praise be to Allah.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. You speak to I love them. Yeah, because I'm going to try to come on down Atlanta, Georgia, about a couple more years and I get myself together. And me and
Praise
the father going to hold up and step up, get out of debt. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that's a process. That's what I get started came in Lake Islam in 1986. I get started. They didn't know about separating. And now they got my separating. Okay, it's time to move on, right?
Yes, ma'am. But you're doing it right. You know what you want to do, and you
right.
set a plan for yourself, and you work your plan.
Right. That's right.
And
that's right. Because I don't want to be around fighting and cussing and going on. That's not where you're supposed to live. That's not where
right.
Allah made up. Right. That's what I learned. I was coming up. That's why Allah always helped. You know, obedient. You know what I'm saying? And
yes, I
that's
do.
Why I studied a lot. Right. You know what I learned more? I don't know a dog's name. I don't know nothing about Islam. You want me to tell you? I know mouth smell. That's what I use. That's what Allah gave you, five things in your body.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I never get up and go to no doctor. Whatever I put in my body, I have to stop, leave it up alone. I never did.
That's why.
That's
why
so many people. Right. That's why so many people, like you said, and they brought them over here and changed the name of Jesus White. That's why so many people believe that. That's why so many people go to the doctor. They don't want black people to pay attention with Allah in you. That's why they patrol your mind and your home. That's what they're doing. They trick not. And they like this. That's right. Okay, I want to hold you up for a minute. I want to tell you something. Some black people don't never mind their own business. You know, people start calling hotline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. The lady live down there. She don't like me. She don't like herself because she's black, too. Okay, I left my two girls with my son. He was 12 years old. He opened up and watched his sister. And I ain't going nowhere around the corner to the line, man. And then a white man came up and lined me, man. I'm looking for the Lord's choir. I said, that's me. What's wrong? You left your children. How bad is this? I said, he opened up and watched his sister. And I had to get the clothes out to dry, put in the bag. And then I had to go back around the house. And he walked right behind me. And she said, I'm going to get ready to call the police and use my phone. I'm going to tell you what I did. I went over there and stopped them phone. I said, I'm going to choke you to death. I dare you. You're going to take my kill. You don't want nobody to catch yours.
Right.
And I told her, I'm going to make your face red. I'm going to run you out of here. My children ain't going nowhere. That's why a lot of people need to know how to stand up for the right.
That's right. Sister, thank you very much for sharing that with us, sister. That's inspiring. So we want to thank you
right.
for sharing that. We're always inspired what you got to say, Sister Dolores.
Yes,
sir. So may
I just want to say something.
Bless you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
and keep
sir.
Listening.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Yes.
All right, brothers and sisters. We have 20 minutes left. You can go ahead and press the 1 on your dial if you want to make a comment on anything that you've heard, or if you're not clear on something, or you don't think something was said that's not correct. You have an opportunity to press the 1 on your dial and make a correction or suggest a correction or ask a question.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know, last week we had Brother Farrakhan Ali on, and they're doing a great job, him and Minister Ava, with the separation of town hall meeting. And I just had to bring a little bit of history to, you know, we should study history. It's so important to see how we got in our condition. When we was in segregation, we had some businesses. And we knew who we were, okay? We knew we were black. We call ourselves Negro or whatever, but we was on one side of town, the white folks was another. We had some businesses because the white folks didn't want to serve us, didn't want to treat us right. Some of them didn't want our money. They didn't want to serve us at all, so we served ourselves. Then the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, look, let's do for self. Let's separate. Let's build our own. Then in the 60s, it's when the so-called Jews got us to go for integration. And they got a bill passed, a civil rights bill, to force integration in the schools. We went thinking that our children going to school with white folks, they could come out and get a better job and all this other type of stuff. But the only thing they did was take the children away from us and to utilize them and to keep them away from developing our own businesses. So they took a brain drain. They took our best, put them in corporate America, sent them around the country, around the world, depriving our businesses of our expertise, of our brain power. And then they took the skills out of the high school. So you didn't know how to do nothing when you came out. Only thing you can do was go to a college. And when you went to a college, they don't teach you farming no more in college. They just teach you to go get a job with Monsanto over the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They don't teach you how to farm. So they took our people and trained them into doing nothing but how to get a job to work with white people. So we lost 50 years of running behind white folks thinking that we were going to be accepted into their world, and now look at us. They dumped us. They took the jobs that they gave us out the country. So
that's
now
right.
We're stuck in the cities with no jobs. All we're saying is separate. Leave that. Come back to the South. Come back to the land. Let us go back and start off where we left off. Let's go back to having our own. Let's go back to working with one another. Let's go back to trade and commerce with one another. Let's go back to living in peace and harmony with one another. Forget about corporate America. That was a trick. Alcohol Anonymous,
yes,
the first thing you got to do is to admit that you're alcoholic. So we got to admit that we was tricked. We was bamboozled.
Right.
We was hoodwinked into integration. We were already segregated. We could have moved from segregation into separation and traded with one another all across the country. And it had a nation within a nation. Like other foreign people come in America, they have their own communities across the country, and they trade, do commerce with one another across country with their communities. We could have done that. But no, we were spread out, thinned out amongst white people so we could be drained out for the last time. So now we're saying it's time to separate.
That's right. And on that note, we got two of our panel members on the call. We got Sister Ann and we got Sister Niambi. And I open up both of y'all's mics. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. While Dr. Risley was talking, I'd like for him to expand on something he mentioned just the other day, that they do not teach cursive writing in school anymore. And by not doing it, it's a hindrance to young people. I'd like for you to expand on that some.
Okay. Yes, I just found out recently that there are some young brothers who are in processing for the Nation of Islam, and they're having a hard time writing the letter of acceptance. You know, we have to write this letter to Master Farad Muhammad asking for our name, and it is written in cursive writing, but they don't teach cursive writing. So these young brothers are looking at this as like, what is this? I can't do this. I don't know how to write. But they have taken away our ability to write, and so now they're having a hard time doing their letter. The suggestion is them that they trace over the letter until they learn how to write the letter. They can't trace it and turn it in, but they can learn how to write by tracing the letter and then later on writing the letter. But, you know, again, they are dumbing us down on all levels to where we can't even write our name no more. We can't even write no more. We do everything on the computer, and if we hit a button and they put something else up there, we stuck. We know what's going on Facebook and other places. You type in something and they put it in a word you didn't type in. And if you don't check it, you post it, you look like a damn fool. But you didn't put that word in. They did. You depended on their technology. They got control over that. Your hand, you should have control. But they've taken away the use of your hand to not even be able to write. So you, what have you gotten? Can't read, can't write, no math, no arithmetic. What have you gotten? Being dumbed down. So yes, sister, our brothers cannot even write the letter of acceptance because they don't teach cursive writing anymore in the school.
Okay. And I wanted you to expound on that because I noticed that one of our sisters on, I check her Facebook page often, as Sister Shahida out of Chicago, has a school, and she has 3-year-olds that are so articulate. And you know yourself, Dr. Ridgely, from your own grandchildren, how articulate these children are today. So learning to talk without learning to write is a hindrance to them. So I would encourage parents, even if they are not teaching it in your school, you should have time set aside when the children get at home to practice with them.
Right.
And this is what we have to do. We have to, well, I would say again, we have to begin to use our teaching for the development of our community. And this is one way we can overcome the hindrances and the barriers that they are putting before us. So thank you.
You know, thank you, sister. I mean, that's amazing. Yes, the parents should take time to show their children how to write. Because there's a developmental thing between your hand and your brain when you do that. I'm sorry, sister.
That's
Yambe,
correct.
Thank you, Dr. Ridgely. I was just going to say, not only are they not teaching handwriting, they are discontinuing. They're no longer teaching sentence structure in our school.
Wow.
What?
Yes, yes. There is a school in the neighborhood where I live and where another MGT tutors, and they're not even teaching the children sentence structure at that school. And so, but what's happening is that as they continue to dumb down the masses, this is how their world falls. This is how they contribute to their own fall, because then where are the scientists? Where are the engineers that are going to, where are the chemists that are going to keep their world going? They're going to be non-existent. So,
yes.
And then I wanted to just mention that Dr. Ridgely spends a lot of time trying to convince us to work the land, trying to convince us to separate. And as the days go on, I'm becoming more and more convinced of the fact that, yes, we are going to have to be separated. Are we going to be forced into separation? Because we worship the golden calf. We have jobs, and that's enough. I was talking to a believer recently, and this is the proof. And I was, you know, talking to them about moving close to the farm, and they asked me, they said, do you want to move on the farm or near the farm? And then they were saying, because all that's on the farm is, you know, some trailers, and, you know, there's nothing for miles. So I'm thinking about that, and I'm saying, I don't, that's not a concern for me. We really began to understand the importance of being near the food and growing our own food, because as Dr. Ridgely has made perfectly clear, there's going to come a time where they're going to be running to the farm, trying to barter, because there will be no food. And we are fast approaching that time as the God destroys their crops. I mean, it's almost like we don't understand when we say mathematics is Islam, okay? If crops are destroyed, there will be no food. That's simple math there. That's logic. So, and then they were saying to me, when I said I want, you know, to near the farm, and they were saying, you know, well, there's nothing on, oh, this is the other piece I wanted to mention. They talked about the road, and one of the good points that they brought up about the road about it being kind of like a what's the term? It's not defense mechanism, but you know, no any kind of car or any kind of vehicle can get through the road. So that, you know, that's looking at the upside of the condition of our roads. You know, nobody in the Toyota Camry or a Lincoln Continental, they can't get through the road. But then lastly, I want to just thank them, and I'm looking forward to his video tomorrow showing us what a wide awake man looks like, because we know we worried the you know what out of Sorrel County. And so you decided to build something that would allow you to fix the roads yourself. So this is what a wide awake man looks like. So thank you for that, Dr. Ridgely. Not only are you showing the FOI what a wide awake man looks like, but you're displaying it before the world. So thank you for your example.
Well, thank you, sister. Now, you know, you mentioned something, and it made me think of something. I want people to listen very carefully. You're talking about how the food is being destroyed, you know, how God is destroyed. If we talk about how they're destroying their cells in terms of the educational system, well, what you got to understand is when we did the Man March and 2 million black men showed up to the Million Man March. At that time, they decided that they was going to sink this country and everybody in it. So the white people who are left here are fodder. The super rich don't give a damn about the white folks in America. They'll just hear the whole you to them as all of us die. So, yes, you say, well, how are they going to do this? But they're not doing this in Europe. They're not destroying their educational system in Europe. They're just destroying the educational system in America because they have decided, since we showed our behinds by showing up on the Capitol, that we grown now, they can't control us, so they decided to sink the whole boat with us in it, including the poor white folks who's left here. If you will notice, when you go to the airports, you don't see them cute little white boys and girls you used to see in them business suits and mini skirts anymore. You see people who should be riding the Greyhound, not the plane. Why? Because the rich people have left America, except to come back and get a deposit, which they're getting through the computer now. The people are left here. There are less white folks who voted in 2012 than in 2008. More people, white folks, voted in 2008 than in 2012 because they've been leaving the country. So we are going to have to do for ourselves or die, because the country is being sunk. Allah is fighting on one end, and the devil is fighting on the other. All of them to kill America. We need to get out.
Yes, yes, yes. And one thing to think about is, you know, legalizing marijuana started in just one or two places. Now they're trying to get it all over the country. And I believe that because white people follow that path, that they now see that they're all leaving and going to other areas. The areas that we want are being vacated by them. So now there's a plan to let's legalize it all over the country. So now they can spread out. So this just came to my mind that this could be their way of getting their people to stay down south and other places.
Okay, then I'll keep talking about conspiracy theory. Go ahead, girl.
Yes, yes. And family, we're getting down to the last minute. If we have any closing statements we want to make, we're down to the last minute.
All the closing statements I said, I'm just waiting for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to come back to the country so I can see his beautiful face again.
Praise be to Allah. Well, I'm just going to say that we are glad to have you all on the Time to Leave panel, and we are also glad to have our guests on. And so, brothers and sisters, please tune in next week. We plan to have another dynamic guest for you all. And once again, tell your friends and family about the show, about our Time to Leave Facebook page, where you can stay informed, and our Time to Leave website. TimeToLeave.us. And may Allah bless you all with Eid Mubarak. And black and brown problems got me pessimistic, brothers and sisters.
these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. Alone. I never at once felt so alone.
Alone.
I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
Not just my spare tire.
Oh.
But Lord, I ask you
oh.
to be my force and truth.
Oh.
For some strange reason it had to be.
Oh.
He guided me to Tennessee.
Oh.
Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more country. Fast eyes burn into Ripley,
uh-huh.
where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walk, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. For some strange reason, it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. Why my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth and he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord,